So, Tony, do you want to take a crack at explaining how aflibercept differs from bevacizumab in terms of what it is and what it does?
So aflibercept, unlike bevacizumab, is not a monoclonal antibody. It actually is a VEGF trap. It acts to trap VEGF and binds to it, preventing it to bind to its receptor. It conceptually probably works about the same. You would expect very similar anti-angiogenic benefit or effect. I think clinically, the difference ends up being, at least most noticeably, the toxicity profile is a bit different than bevacizumab. You see a higher likelihood of toxicity with aflibercept than with bevacizumab, noticeable toxicities, including increasing the risk of chemotherapy-induced toxicities. So conceptually, it should work very similarly, but some of the pharmacodynamic effects actually end up being different.
So it seems from what I can see in some of the diagrams, Alan, that were shown at ASCO, that it actually affects a different spectrum of VEGF isomers than Bev.
It does, and it may also affect some other factors that are pertinent for tumor growth, PDGF, for example. I think it's hard to distinguish one from the other. The results actually look in parallel when you look at studies when they're combined, although, as Tony said, there's more toxicity in general, apparently, with aflibercept. As with bevacizumab, though, this is the perfect example where there may be a subset of patients who benefit, and would that we had some idea of who those patients are. But aflibercept will also likely be approved by the FDA. They're not having an ODAC. They're going to go right to a decision. And so this is a drug we'll all have to learn about as well. But again, distinguishing it from bevacizumab, I think, is not clear.
Rich?
So Neil, I had one heartening and one disheartening thought about aflibercept. The heartening thought is that when you look at responses in second line in colon cancer, going back to the Turnagain study where it was FOLFOX versus FOLFIRI and then switching when patients progress, the response rate in second line was only 4 or 5% for both of those regimens. And if you look at the TML study, we're going to see that again for bevacizumab added to second line therapy. But the response rate in the VELOR study with aflibercept plus FOLFIRI was closer to 20%. So that to me is heartening data. The disheartening data is that almost 30% of patients went off the VELOR study either because their doctors took them off or the patient asked to go off the study. And so that suggests to me that the toxicity profiles when you stack bevacizumab up against aflibercept are going to be in favor of bevacizumab.
Has anybody here actually used aflibercept or been in a trial where it was used? So,
We
yeah,
have
I
a
mean,
trial that's going to open next week with aflibercept.
What's the trial opening?
So it's FOLFOX plus aflibercept in first line. So it's a similar study to what was reported at ESMO.
Just one arm?
One arm, phase two.
So, Axel, what I've heard from people like Erivan Kutsum, who's used the drug, the mention was made about toxicity, but I'm not sure that it's VEGF-like toxicity. What he talks about is, quote, more chemotoxicity. Do we know, again, anything more about sort of the flavor or what happens with these people?
So the toxicities that were reported, which were surprisingly accentuated, were toxicities we normally associate with chemotherapy: complicated neutropenia, diarrhea, asthenia, mucositis. Now, on the other hand, we know that, as Alan and Tony said, we know that VEGF trap or aflibercept is not just a VEGF-A inhibitor. It also inhibits placental growth factor and VEGF-B. And there's some preclinical data that placental growth factor is important for the homeostasis of the intestinal tract. So it could very well be that this is a drug-related phenomenon, just kind of targeting or having more gastrointestinal toxicity, which then can in turn lead to diarrhea, asthenia, and stomatitis. So I'm still not quite sure that we can say this is just kind of an accentuated chemotherapy toxicity. I believe that it's more really linked to this very drug, to the drug effect.